Welcome to the Dr. Renee Sunday Show, where it's not too late to shine. We bring you transformative information for small business owners, entrepreneurial insight, wisdom, and secrets to aid you to be seen, be heard, and get paid, to catapult your life to more impact, success, and freedom. Now, please welcome your host, the platform builder herself, Dr. Renee Sunday.
Your host, I am Dr. Renee Sunday, and I am the platform builder. I'm so excited to be here because I'm here to share some information that we, I'm included, that we can actually make wise decisions. I want to take a moment and say thank you for believing in us. Thank you for downloading us on iTunes. Yes, checking us out on YouTube and on our website, reneesunday.com, and also checking us out with our social media handles, and that is Dr. Renee Sunday. Woo-hoo! So we're excited for that, but you know I want to let you know that I believe in you because you have greatness inside of you right now. Even before you were born, you had greatness. The thing we have to do is we have to water it. I'm getting that from Bishop Dave. We have to water it, and what that means is we got to make sure, number one, that our mindset is right. Because a lot of things we've been through, a lot of things we see, and a lot of things we're hearing, we have to make sure that it don't change who we are. Because if you continue to listen to the good, bad, and the different, it actually will work on your heart. And you're going to actually do what your heart and your mind, when it works together, your body, guess what, will follow. So I want to let you know you do have greatness inside. That may mean that you can make the baddest pound cake, and let me know about that, okay? But you may actually can do some hair that somebody say in California. How do you do your hair like that? You know what I'm saying? Or you could be the best penmanship. You know, I'm so excited to have a publishing company, and I have written so many books, and every one of them has been a best-selling author. I'm so excited about that. But you actually have, guess what, that gift inside. I didn't know I had that gift inside until my brother passed away. Yeah, I know. You want to, a lot of times we have to go through pain. You know, you've heard that thing, go from pain to purpose, right? And a lot of times that happens in our life. I mean, I don't know why, you know. I can't answer why, and most people can't. A lot of things in this world we can't even explain. But the thing about it is we actually need to make sure we have our mind in a good place that we can actually make wise decisions. So that's what we do here at the Dr. Renee Sunday Show. We want to bring you information so you can have that awareness, because you have to have, and me included, have to have that awareness before you can actually say, I need to make a change. Okay? So we're going to actually talk about with this session is three things you need to know. I'm going to say right now, you need to know right now about launching a profitable podcast. You know, you hear podcasts, everywhere podcasts, right? And there are several millions of them. But I tell people when they come to me, you know, I coach people with launching them, starting them, and making sure they're profitable and making a ching-ching, right? You have the secret sauce inside of you. That's why I spent time to say that in the beginning of the broadcast, because your mindset is going to determine it all. I have been through the self-sabotage. So I can tell you, and I got the T-shirt, the cake, and I had the party, okay? So I don't want you to go through what I went through with that. You need to look in the mirror. Now, if you're driving, can't do that right now. But look in the mirror at your earnest convenience and say that I can do whatever I put my mind to. My parents instilled that in me when I was a child, and I still reflect on that in my life today, that whatever comes up and that's an idea, I always consider this a divine idea. It's a God idea. Because it's way more than for me. It's not for me. It's for helping someone else that they can actually obtain their dreams, goals, and life. Okay? But so the three things we want to talk about, the first thing is kind of along what I was just talking about. Is one, you got to make a commitment. You know, a lot of people, I used to go to the shiny object. The thing about it in this world, you won't be able to go to one person that can be your all in all, one stop shop. You know, a lot of people say that. I mean, I'm going to use Walmart, for example. Everything not in Walmart. Now, y'all don't monetize my video now. Okay? but everything is not in there, okay? So you may actually want to go to Dollar Tree. You may want to go to, you may have to go to Macy's. You may have to go to Neiman Marcus, right? You have to make, that's why there's so many different stores. That's why there's so many different brands, because they put their secret sauce on it. Now, we talk about Walmart all the time, but Walmart never said that they had the best hamburger in the world, right? They really, what McDonald's is a real estate company, because every one of the locations, every one of the franchisees have really put out some team to get that franchise. So really what they is a big conglomerate of a real estate, you know? Yes, and just so happens we do hamburger. Just so happens we do Fisherman. Just so happens we do Mac, what is it, the Mac coffee, the iced coffee. Just so happens we do french fries, okay? So that's what we have to realize, that we need to make sure we have a commitment. A commitment means when you start the broadcast, and you, like in Dr. Renee's Sunday Show, we're on Mondays and Thursdays. If nobody shows up, we still need to do the show, right? Because a lot of times in this world, we're in a microwave society, right? So a lot of people listen to the podcast, and a lot of podcasts, they listen to the replay. Yeah, that's what they do when they're working out, when they actually getting food ready for their kids, you know, when they actually driving home, when they actually on the plane or in the airport, when they actually doing a mother task. That's what I'm trying to say, okay? So we need to realize that people are multitasking in every shape, form, or fashion. Sometimes you're doing three or four things at one time. You may be cooking. You may got something on the stove. You may have something in the microwave. You may have something in the oven. And then you still sleeping, and you still talking and listening to what's on the television and listening to the podcast. I mean, how many is that? I stopped counting, right? So a lot of people are multitasking. You know, don't get upset. You know, y'all, the new podcasters, you may be listening. If nobody joins in. Majority of the listening and your views you'll see in your back end is people afterwards, okay? Right. So that's the first thing. You have to commit and say, I'm going to do this. With the Dr. Renee Sunday Show, of course, as you know, we started out in syndicated radio. So when we went to podcasts, I have so many other hats that I do, because I am still, you know, a practicing anesthesiologist. Woo-hoo! And I'm a publisher, I'm a motivational speaker, international speaker, and I still do business coaching and consultation, right, for corporate and individual. So B2B and, you know, B2C. So with all those hats and to be able to do with the spirit of excellence, I do have a team. Amen. Glory to God. I'm grateful. But I have to make sure I stay in the visionary place, right? And if I'm not good at it, you won't see me, you know, of course you won't see me do a website. You won't see me do graphics, okay? Maybe one or two graphics, but not too many, right? And then I am a minister, so I have to always keep myself available to be able to slip and move when God tells me to move. So I have to make sure, and we do most of the hours nowadays is pre-recorded. We do a lot of live, but a lot of them are pre-recorded, okay? So that's number one. I know that was a long information about one, because number one, it makes a big difference of how your commitment level. I see so many people start a brand, stop a brand. I do a lot of things that I really sometimes don't even promote. I am a certified grief counselor. I can actually certify other people in grief counseling and also media coaching. And, you know, I can do that. But I don't tend to promote it depending on what sector I am in. I promote that, you know. And I'm not saying I'm hiding that I do that. But usually if you see me on social media, I'm saying what? That entrepreneurs hire me to actually to increase their visibility so they can be seen, be heard, and get paid, right? And that's via podcasting, publishing, and media exposure, right? So my big umbrella is really what I'm doing is I'm taking you to the next level, just taking you to the next level in podcasting, the next level in being a featured guest on a podcast, taking you to the next level in media exposure, taking you to the next level in publishing. So really it's still up under the umbrella of my brand, right? And my big brand is DRS Global, right? But anyway, I just wanted to hear that breakdown because people – They all are amazed sometimes when they see things that I do, and I actually speak corporately about stress relief, because in anesthesia, people always wonder why I'm so calm. Well, I could give you 76 different things, right, that I do, and it grows every day, okay? Now, if you want to get that information, go over to bit.ly/76relieve stress, okay? You can get that book on that, okay? But anyway, that was number one. Number two is, we need to name our podcast. You know, I actually do have a series over on YouTube, and I go to our YouTube channel, which is Good Deeds Live, that actually has a video there that talks about a free tool that you can get that can name your podcast. Now, this tool actually helps you because it actually it's aware, it's database, it, you know, it's AI system, is aware of all the other names of the podcast. It's people registered, that's key, especially if you're on iTunes. Me personally, I started off with Good Deeds, and I still have Good Deeds Magazine, Good Deeds Television, but the podcast evolved to be part of my name, okay? And so that's the Dr. Renee Sunday Show podcast, right? Because I have been out there enough that I actually have gotten the information out that we actually can do what we need to do in regards to that. Now, the next thing is we actually need to know that we need to know the name. Is it an extension of your business, or is it an extension of a whole new name and how you're going to build that brand up, or is it an extension like my name after your own name? So you have to see which one works for you. Now, the last thing I want to tackle is what format you're going to use. I alluded a little bit on the times earlier, but are you going to do something? I do a lot of different formats. I like now I'm sharing information on my alone, right? And then you have to be able to do that. It helps me that I am in ministry and I am an international speaker, so it's very natural for me to talk about things, especially if something that's dear to my heart, okay? But so I have a signature talk, and usually it's my podcast, right, or stress or anesthesia or ministry, so I can be able to roll at a drop of a hat. As being a podcaster, you got to be ready, okay? You got to be ready if a guest don't show up. Now, I alluded to just then because there's interview based style that you interview people, and we do that a lot. And then also it's panel or co-host. You have to see what resonates with you and your brand, and you need to run with it, okay? You got to run with it. You got to run with it because guess what? You got to know it as nobody else knows. My team admires that I have great leadership ability, but I write down everything. I know millennials, I love y'all so much, but I still have loose leaf paper. I have the college rule and the non-college rule, okay? And I love to write things out because if you hire a team, I learned the hard way. I'm just giving you got to have a roadmap so they'll know what to do step by step. Oh, yeah. And then when you have a new client, you got to have a new welcome packet for the client. And they shouldn't have to wait on that. If they've knocked off 5K to you, you should be able to hand that to them right away. Right. Okay. You shouldn't have to wait on that. I mean, it's different if you're talking about the landscape of what's going to be taught. Yeah, the contract. The contract can be different. But still, if somebody's popping off 5K to you, it shouldn't be taking 2 and 3 days, okay? Or what you need to do is wait to get the money. You need to just tell them do a deposit, right? Fair. And I see it all the time, and I learn what not to do. And I think that's what my experience have been a lot with confrontation and coaches. I have been in an environment that I've seen so many things, and I try not to do that myself, okay? If I'm upset with somebody, I pull them aside or someone say, hey, I expected X, Y, Z, and that's not what I got. So you got a lot today, more than just the three things you need to know about launching a profitable podcast. To recap, you need to make sure you're ready for that commitment because your listeners going to be listening to you for valuable information. The second thing is you need to know the name, and I have a tool. Go to that video on YouTube to find out how to get access to that free tool that actually helps you name your if it doesn't come easily to you like it did with my name, Dr. Renee Sunday. And then the third thing is you got to make sure you know what format. Are you going to do a pop-up like I do? I do all by myself sometimes. Sometimes I have guests. Sometimes I have a whole panel of guests. The one I haven't really ventured is co-host. And I think the reason, in all transparency, because I'm on the go a lot. And so a lot of times the podcast, I'm recording them. I may be in the office. I may be in my home. I may be actually out and about. As you know, I may be just not at coming out of the hospital, you know. And so sometimes my time is very limited, so I try not to hold up anybody else. But then, too, having a co-host may actually add to your plate so you won't have to do as many recordings yourself. So it's pros and cons to all, and actually we need to evaluate that because that's called business, right? Now, if you want to get a copy of How to Start Your Own Podcast and you want me to help you with that, or you want me to help you actually in regards to being a great featured guest, I can help you with that. That information is podcastwinning.com. That's podcastwinning, WINNING.com, and we can give you that information. The thing is, I want to let you know, is you do have a calling, and you do have a reason you were born. I want to let you know that you do have a calling, okay? And you have a reason you were born. I want you to hear that, okay? We all have to do three things. We got to believe, we got to trust, and we got to walk it out. And remember, you're not a mistake. No matter what you saw, what somebody said or did, or what you've done in your life, you're not a mistake. We got to believe, we got to trust, and we got to walk it out. And you know what I'm going to say. We got to don't stop, get it. Don't stop, get it. You know, I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. If you want to be a guest here, you know, go to our website, reneesunday.com. That's R-E-N-E-E, Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-Y.com. I love you, love you, love you. We'll see you next time. This is the Dr. Renee Sunday Show. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.